Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's keep rolling in our final hour of training camp coverage here on WEEI, Boston and New England Sports Original WEEI. Gresham Keefe here with you. Andy Hart is in for Rich Keefe the next couple of days. And, well, things have now quieted down. I do notice on what is traditionally the communist football field that it is lined for football. So I'm going to guess that Carolina might be practicing over there tomorrow, Andy Hart, on field three or whatever we're going to call it.
Well, yeah, field three, the lower field, that has become full property of the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Revs now have
they
their
go in. Oh, they got
out there, whatever they call it.
Whatever it is.
Complex out behind.
They don't come over and steal this field still every once in a while?
No, they got their whole deal, their whole locker room out there. They are no longer here.
They're in the woods.
Yes, the woods of it used to be Spooky World was deep in the woods of Foxborough.
Ooh, Spooky
now
World.
Now it's Revs training is deep in the woods of Foxborough.
Yeah, Spooky World was always a bunch of fun. And I got to say, now that this guy's joined the media, one of our WEEI.com Patriots insiders, Kyrie Thompson, with us here on site. And after what? You've been 3-4 weeks with us now, right?
This is since May 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been here for a minute. But
But have people now, because your name is Kyrie, got you thinking that you need to go by middle name K Thompson or something like that? Have the natives gotten you to the point where you're like, damn, I got to change my name because I'm Kyrie?
So it's been good-natured ribbing, but I did tell the story that I was there for game one of that Nets-Celtics series. I was in the Garden,
yep,
and I'm hearing all the chants, and I'm hearing everybody giving Kyrie the business, and I'm just thinking, don't nobody ask me what my name is. I'm going to make one up. Like, what's your name? Oh, Joaquin, or like something. Like, that is not even one of my names. But I'm just gonna like throw something out.
You gotta go with an alias pretty soon.
Did it hurt a little when you were listening to all the chants and everything?
I'm not gonna lie.
Just because it's like
I'm going down the escalator out of the Garden, and then the chant just starts up, and I'm just like, oh my god, come on, y'all, like, don't do this to
you
me.
You want
right
Kyrie traded to the Lakers, and then that way he's on the West Coast. Then you don't have to catch as much.
Once a year, you see him, and that's it.
Well, then there is a Kari Thompson that now works at Boston.com,
yes,
which was where I used to work.
Oh boy.
He's actually here. But the thing is, you will never tell us apart because I'm going to generously call myself 5'5 here. He's like 6'6. Like, we do not look – there's no way you would confuse us. But if you're just looking at the credentials, it's like, God, wait, what?
There's two of you.
Yes.
You get it confused. So it's good that there's been no fights since you're now in the since you've now jumped over with us. But there was more fighting on the field earlier today. Were you able to figure out the genesis of how the big brew? There was the hit on Wilkerson, and then there was the reaction afterwards, and all I saw was Barmore over there, and then everybody started running.
Yeah, so, I mean, we were talking to Matthew Slater afterwards, and basically his thought, and it seems like you could see it from up here, was that that Wilkerson was down, and he seemed to be exhibiting symptoms of a concussion.
Yes.
And, you know, Kenny Robinson was the guy that hit him. They were the ones who were fighting yesterday, and so the Patriots were kind of like, no, we're not cool with all that.
2 and 2 equals 4.
Yes, exactly. And now over there, I actually did get a chance to see a little bit of what happened. So Dietrich Wise apparently hit Christian McCaffrey out of bounds, and I got a clear view, like the parting of the Red Sea, of Christian McCaffrey throwing the football at Wise, and then that touched it off. Wise went at him, and then apparently, Tom E. Curran did a little bit of detective work here. Wise got pushed into a fan down there in the front row, so that was a whole nother thing.
I don't mean to be a homer here, then.
Uh-oh.
But why was Christian McCaffrey not asked to
leave? That's what I'm wondering, because he was still here throughout
James practice. James Ferentz had to leave yesterday when I don't think he did anything, and he voiced, I didn't do anything. And the ref, he came to the sideline, then the refs came and
got him. He was like, what did I do?
And because Christian McCaffrey is like the pretty boy superstar, he doesn't have to leave?
He's going to be out by week three. They know they need to keep him on the field.
It was also noted Matt Rhule said that Chuba Hubbard, backup running back, got thrown out. So there were such a mass of humanity over there. Apparently, Hubbard threw a punch. And the refs caught it. So
Chuba Hubbard's the fall guy.
That's unbelievable.
For McCaffrey. Yeah,
Wise
gets ragdolled and he gets chucked out of practice.
Yeah, what are we doing here where McCaffrey, that's just proof yet again that the pretty boy superstars play by their own rules.
Oh, here we go.
It's true.
I mean, I'm just saying. It was very obvious. I saw it. He clearly escalated.
Fullback linebacker Andy Hart now complaining about the pretty boys.
True.
Always protecting the offensive player.
The pass rusher and the lead back.
You want to hit him so bad
now,
don't
BS.
You?
Yes.
We got to find him a spare.
Don't worry. He's coaching in 3 weeks. He'll start. He'll have plenty of ways to get his aggression.
But this is your last chance to hit McCaffrey before
he pieces
out.
And I would like to hit him, because if he's not moving, I like my chances. Once he starts moving, we're done. If he's a stationary figure, I like my chances.
Well, this is football, not foosball. So,
right.
I mean, you're kind of
No, I need somebody
there.
To, like, kind of box him in. I need some help here. I need
Dietrich Wise to tackle the lineman for you.
Dietrich, you're with me.
There you go.
What did you think in general about the tempo, I guess I'll say, of the 2 days? Because I think a lot of this stemmed from it at a lot of various points. It seemed like the Panthers were playing at a more physical, they were 10% above in everything. So if it was supposed to be 50%, they're playing 60. If it was three quarters, they were playing 85. And at 100, now I'm tackling you into the bench area. It felt like they were always above and beyond.
Oh, they were talking a lot. And Adrian Phillips kind of mentioned it yesterday.
Yep.
But he was almost kind of insinuating that was fake juice. That wasn't the real stuff. And I thought the Patriots were better overall yesterday.
Yes.
I think today was a little bit more of an even day. I think the Patriots had some splash plays on offense, but some of the consistency wasn't there. You could see when they were doing kind of the full drives with the first team offense, there were some route issues. There's some bad spacing. Tyquan Thornton and Devontae Parker were in the same place on one snap, and then Jonnu Smith and Nelson Agholor were in the same place on the next one that was overthrown badly. But I think that the offense probably had more get up out your seat moments, and I think the defense was still really holding down the Panthers offense over there.
Felt like yesterday it was more of the teamwork was geared towards the ones and the twos, and today it was
they opened it up a little.
Well, and it's also the guys who are trying to fight for the bottom three or four spots on the roster, the dudes who might not get into a preseason game. And Hart brought this up, Kyrie, and I think it's interesting to at least throw out there, was that maybe an indicator with the work today that we are going to see some ones and twos really getting good work in on the preseason game come Friday night?
Well, I would think so, especially since you didn't see anything from them in preseason game one, and they are clearly still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. You can't skip that many days of work, even though they are going to have joint practices next week, and they're going to be going seeing their buddy Josh McDaniels and all that down there, and those should be some spirited practices. But I just don't think that they can skip that many days of work and call it good. And it's interesting, too, that last segment, especially with the threes, the backups, that stuff was live.
Yep.
They were getting after it. They were
Devin Asiasi got tackled 4 yards out of bounds in the bench area for the Panthers.
Yeah, they were really hitting there, and I think it was kind of a signal that, hey, look, y'all are really going to be fighting for these roster spots. You go get it. Now, ones and twos, there's a lot of money invested in y'all. Don't be over here messing around.
And McCaffrey, if you fight, you get to stay. Everybody else needs to leave. So, yes, we know the rules for ones and twos. It's a little bit ridiculous. I thought yesterday the offense took a nice little step forward from all the defense stole the day. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But the offense progressed. I thought there were more plays that you were like, okay, we're seeing some evolution, whatever, here. Today, I thought there were a few more of those Mac plays where, something doesn't look right. I'm going to have to tuck it and run. I'm going to have to bounce around a little bit. Where do you think we are in the evolution? Because what are we, 17th? Like, you're under a month. You're getting closer. Where are we in the evolution of this offense?
Well, now we're at the part where apparently in teams things look better than they do in 7-on-7s, which was the opposite of what things were looking at before. And I don't know. I just think some of the meshing with the receivers and the route concepts just isn't quite looking right. Yep. It's like the guys will get open in 1-on-1s. They'll make plays in 1-on-1s. You put them all in there together, and there's bodies around. Mm-hmm. I think they're still trying to figure that out. I feel like we saw a couple more run plays where you're like, okay.
Yes.
Like that's what the outside zone is supposed to look like.
There was one over here on field one, as Gresh terms it, where it wasn't a touchdown. It was one of those they took it for 25.
Yeah.
But, like, the first eight were legitimate. Like, the first 8 yards
were
like,
they were finally not getting touched.
It's second and two.
Yeah.
And there haven't been a lot of those. And I do think the offensive line, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is a lot to do with a lot of this. The run plays, the pass plays, that he feels the need to tuck it. And I think you and I have talked a little bit about this on the various podcasts. The Isaiah Wynn thing, he's not out there. Kajust, like, when do we get an offensive line that looks like it could be the foundation of the offense?
Well, I think that's
why are you laughing?
I mean, that's ultimately going to,
because Isaiah Wynn is a part of that.
That might be
an open-ended question all year long.
Well, yeah, because I mean, the answer is, when is Isaiah Wynn coming back?
Great.
I mean, he hasn't been out here at all, right? So you're kind of looking at Yadni Kajust as like, okay, this is sort of your show right now because Justin Herron's hurt / also bad.
Right. I would reverse those, bad and also hurt.
Yes, there we go. But I think one thing that I noticed yesterday was that for the first time, the play action blocking actually looked pretty solid.
Yep.
And, you know, because that was the big issue to me. So you don't have to be good at running the football necessarily to have a good play action game.
Right.
But they were both bad because I think the offensive line wasn't getting these new schemes where they're trying to roll out there and block your areas and get to your new landmarks. Yesterday it looked better, and I also think they were picking up stunts really well. I feel like the communication is starting to get better. You can see them starting to play better as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think that some of these plays, there were a couple of plays where, like, okay, that would have been a sack. I think there are also a bunch of plays where they're coverage sacks, where Jones has time. He's got a pocket. There isn't somebody, like, bearing down on him, but he's drifting back and sliding to the side, and he can't find anybody open. So it's like they really need to get to a point where they're getting the entire operation down. You see little bits of it, like in that first red zone series for the first team offense. They had a bunch of splash plays, and I think that was probably the best one where they really put it all together. But right now, it's a little bit too much of, like, boats passing each other in the night in terms of, oh, the offensive line, we're really, really good right there, but the receivers weren't open.
Right.
And as I said all camp long, practice is designed to make the O-line look dumb sometimes so that they can grow.
Says the
because
former
they
O-lineman.
Need to make mistakes. It really is true. Like, the mistakes that Trent Brown are going to make are very different than the mistakes that, Cole Strange are going to make.
Yep.
But yet, they're on the same side. They got to communicate. So somebody's going to have a whiff or something like that. Then it's like on both, but it's kind of big Trent being like, all right, kid, you get that one?
Right.
Like, so you know down the road that no one's going to go out there getting foobarred. Kyrie, we've been trying to figure out what's going on at linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
We're now 2.5 weeks in. We have more joint practices. Do we have any clarity at linebacker right now?
I mean, not 100%. I'll tell you that I've seen the last couple of days a little bit of Anfernee Jennings playing both. So he was kind of on the edge during early downs, and then they had him standing up a little bit more, which is something that I don't think they had done as much in the spring and earlier in training camp. So I think they're kind of experimenting with the idea of him doing both. I saw Raekwon McMillan out there a lot next to Juwan Bentley. So I feel like if you had to make me pick, I would say your starting two linebackers are probably going to be Raekwon McMillan and Juwan Bentley. I don't know that I necessarily think they've been amazing. I think that Bentley's had a nice player too, and McMillan is okay.
He's there.
Yeah. And Mac Wilson also, I mean, he's kind of playing a little bit with the twos. He's there. You know, he's doing some things.
Same for Peppers, but Peppers has been playing back more in camp, more than I thought. I thought they tried to get him up there more in the Duggar role.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He's on the right? Like, it feels like that's kind of the next evolution, doesn't it?
I think that's going to come, and that's something that the three safety lineup is something that they are doing a ton, even in 7-on-7s. And I think the next evolution of that is probably going to be four safeties. I've been saying it a really long time because I just, even if the linebacker group is fine, fine isn't necessarily going to be okay with some of these like speedy, spread you out sorts of teams. I have been really interested to kind of back off the linebackers, but to the secondary as a whole, Marcus Jones really is getting some snaps with the ones. Yeah, they really are trying to see what he's up to. He had a brilliant interception today. Tipped it along the sideline to himself, catches it before he gets out of bounds. They really got riled up about that one. And Devin McCourty was saying Marcus Jones sits by him in meetings all the time. He's constantly trying to pick his brain and trying to learn. I think we've seen a little bit of Marcus Jones and Miles Bryant kind of playing safety as well. They want to get these guys on the field in various capacities. So, I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of unique safety and corner combos this year.
I think it's interesting because they obviously go against each other all the time. The wide receivers and the corners, secondary types, to me, both groups have the potential to be better than the sum of their parts. Mm-hmm. And I'm just interested to see who gets there first. Like you were mentioning sort of the boats passing in the night. I feel like the receivers, in various points in practice or various day-to-day, all of them have had their days where they looked good. Mm-hmm. Parker, Thornton.
Except maybe Kendrick Bourne. He might except be the only, Bourne. Might be the only exception.
You're right. You're probably right about that. But even Aguilar, like, bad drop, great catch. Bad drop, like, but it never comes together where you feel like in a succession of eight plays, Parker, Myers, Aguilar, they're all making plays at the same time. And in the back end, I think it's the same thing. Like, nobody loves Jalen Mills as a number one. Nobody necessarily wants to have two rookies playing corner or moving your slot guy to the outside. But is there enough talent in the back end of the defense for Bill Belichick to game plan it, match up it, piece it together so that it's not an Achilles heel?
Well, I think that you have so many different kinds of skill sets mm-hmm. in the secondary that, yeah, you can play around with that. I feel like they're going to lean on the safeties because the safeties are the best position group out there
right.
on that defense right now. But, I mean, the idea that you have, you know, small, scrappy, fast Marcus Jones. Jonathan Jones has acquitted himself pretty decently as an outside corner after yep. being really a slot guy for a lot of this time. And I feel like even they, you know, Jonathan Jones and Jalen Mills counterbalance each other really interestingly because Mills isn't a super quick guy, but he's physical.
Yep.
He gets up into you and he latches on. And John Jones is fast. He sticks with all the speed guys. But then you've got, you know, backups like Terrence Mitchell. You got Jack Jones, who's a little ball hawk. He loves jumping everything he possibly can.
Uh-oh. He'll regret that at some point.
I mean, he is a little. He hasn't gotten punished for it yet.
Unless he's Asante Samuel.
Yeah, he has not gotten punished for it yet. But again, I just think that there are so many different kinds of skill sets. And then Miles Bryant, even, who's maybe a little bit
yeah.
slower, but he's versatile and he can play everywhere.
Yep.
So I really do think this is going to be a very matchup dependent year because you don't have. You know, even if Jalen Mills is playing really well right now, he's not Stephon Gilmore in his prime.
Nope.
And he's not even J.C. Jackson.
I'm not sure he's really a corner, but he's your corner.
Yeah.
I think he's more of a hybrid safety yeah. type.
But you play a lot of zone, and that's really the kind of the secret sauce is how much zone will they be playing on the back end or
we'll see.
That's how they shaved him last year.
That yeah. is. That
but they
is.
They played
exactly.
a lot of man this summer.
Well,
they've been playing a lot of man.
And
so we'll
I do,
see.
I do think on slot summer. Receivers, they do have some, not that we're going box and one, but
right.
man concepts, at yeah. least in terms of inside slot receivers. How do they handle thing the rest of the back end? And I know I'm going graybeard old bastard, but let's go back to 2007 when the immortal Tank Williams was brought in
yep.
for the original Bill Belichick three safety experience.
Well, no, it predated that.
Really?
The original was Green. Victor Green.
Oh, Victor Green.
They brought that actually, you know the, what the original was?
The pseudo big nickel, that's right.
The yeah. pseudo big nickel, and what the real original was, the plan was to play Lawyer Malloy and Rodney Harrison together.
That's right.
Because they thought Lawyer would break on his contract and take what they offered, redo
no.
his deal. He didn't. He was gone. Rodney played. It all worked out. But Bill has been lusting after more and more big nickel for damn near 20 years.
Safeties.
Two decades.
The big safety.
Well, yeah, he loves it.
Right, because it allows you to, I mean, okay, if you feel good enough about your front, you don't
yes.
necessarily have to worry
and
about your safeties getting killed by right. linemen that are coming up to the second level.
That's right.
And I will say this, the front's been pretty
awesome.
Good.
They've awesome.
Been, like, Devon Godshaw, best defensive lineman in the league.
Oh,
no, he's been eating them up, though.
He
I will say, he's been eating them up.
He's a space eater. Great.
Yeah, he's eating their space on their side of the line.
There it was right there. Kyrie Thompson, you can read him on WEEI.com. Kyrie, thank you, man. Appreciate you stopping by and sort of explaining what in the world was going on down there in the first couple of rounds of the fights between the Patriots and the Panthers.
That was a marathon, but thanks for having me on, gentlemen.
No problem. Good to see you. And we will get to what Mac Jones said. You'll hear his thoughts on the fights coming up, and here's John ready to track.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!